Thank you very much for giving Nigeria the floor. Mr. President, at the outset, allow me on behalf of the government and good people of Nigeria to congratulate you, Your Excellency, Ambassador Abdulkarim Hashim Mustafa, on your assumption of the role of presidency of the 11th meeting of the state parties to the Convention of Cluster Munitions. The delegation of Nigeria wishes to assure you of its full support, considering your expertise and vast experience to steer our deliberations to concrete outcomes. The delegation of Nigeria wishes to further seize this opportunity to congratulate the permanent representative of Mexico, His Excellency Ambassador Francisca Mendez Escobar, as the president designate of the 12th meeting of the State of Parties, and to inform that Nigeria looks forward to a robust working relationship with her team. Similarly, the delegation of Nigeria extends warm appreciation to the Implementation Support Unit for the hard work and exertions in the build-up to this meeting. Mr. President, a significant portion of the global population continues to experience the tragic consequences of cluster munitions. The deployment of these weapons, to a large extent, undermines the peaceful existence of innocent people. Against this backdrop, unacceptable humanitarian and socioeconomic consequences have arisen globally, including internal displacement, strife, as well as numerous deaths. On this note, my country, Nigeria, remains committed to the spirit and guiding principles of this convention as an international instrument that prohibits all use, production, and transfer, and of course, stockpiling of cluster munitions. Mr. President, Nigeria's deep concern over an unalloyed commitment to the rid of the world of the use, production, and transfer, and of course, stockpiling of cluster munitions was reasonably demonstrated by our signing of the Convention on Cluster Munitions on June 12, 2009. In furtherance of this commitment, Nigeria ratified the Convention in February 2003, making our country the 111th state party to the Convention. In this regard, let me reiterate the full commitment of the Federal Republic of Nigeria to commence consultations to facilitate the domestication of the convention in a timely manner. Mr. President, allow me to most pointedly reiterate the importance of the universalization of the convention as a major pathway to fostering measures to practically eradicate the scourge of cluster munitions. In relation to this concern, Nigeria, through its various activities, has remained engaged on the universalization of the treaty, particularly in promoting effective sensitization activities to ensure awareness of the threats posed by these deadly weapons and the need for their eradication globally. To this end, Nigeria co-hosted the regional workshop on the universalization of CCM in Abuja, our national capital, together with the governments of the United Kingdom and Switzerland in Abuja in March last year. We therefore urge states not third party to this convention to consider signing and ratifying it without further delay. Mr. President, my delegation pays particular attention to the urgent need to encourage the promotion of victim assistance and international cooperation to further advance the cause of the implementation and universalization of the treaty. On this note, we wish to underscore the importance of assessing domestic needs and the development of national policies in the aforementioned areas. Permit me, therefore, to inform you that having ratified this convention, Nigeria seeks to regularly engage in consultations in line with established principles to develop a national action plan as we work assiduously to incorporate relevant guidelines and good practices on these two key areas. Mr. President, cognizance that Nigeria is not a manufacturer or importer of cluster munitions, let me assure you that we have no intention whatsoever to commence any activity in relation to these, to the use, transfer, or stockpiling of these deadly weapons. We therefore remain fully committed to dialogue to ensure that the use of these weapons and their far-reaching negative effects remain a minimal to zero levels. In conclusion, Mr. President, my delegation wishes to underscore the importance of cooperation to confront the humanitarian consequences and unacceptable harm caused to civilians by cluster munitions. On this note, it is important to stress that all outcomes of this meeting should reflect the interests of vulnerable people, especially women and children, as they continue to suffer from the negative and far-reaching impacts of cluster munitions. Nigeria will continue to work closely with its international partners in consolidating the gains made in sustaining peace and development by supporting the ideals of the CCM. I thank you very much, Mr. President, for your kind attention. Good morning once again.
Thank you, Your Excellency.